Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. He's amazing. He's an awesome King, a mighty God. No God is great like our God. We come to worship God today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Today is December 7th, 2022. We serve an amazing God. He's holy. He's righteous. He is the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's almighty. Nothing is impossible to our God. So we are thanking him today. He's the one who keeps breath in our body. It's not us. He's the one who keeps breath in our body. So we give him glory. We give him praise. We give him thanks. He is Lord. He is God. He is the King. He is shepherd. He is almighty. Nothing is impossible to our God. He is the King of kings. He's the Almighty Father. I thank God today that he knows our name. Our names are written in his Lamb Book of Life. He knows everything concerning us. He said, I knew you. Yes, I'm talking about you. Before I formed and shaped you in your mother's belly. And he said that he has great plans for us. You know, just like Jesus was purposed to come here and die for us and arise for us so that our sins can be forgiven. We have a plan, too. We have a purpose on the inside of us. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They are great plans to give you a great future and a great hope. So God is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. We are grateful to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you today because you are Lord God, King, Shepherd. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And because we don't know our errors, oh God, we come to ask you to forgive us for every error, every transgression, every trespass. God forbid any iniquities. Oh God, forgive us, oh God. Cleanse us that we might serve you, O God, to the fullest, that we might be pure and holy like you. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So, Father, we desire to be holy like you. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. And, Father, we thank you that we are no longer conforming to this world's ways, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you today, Father, that you are in every continent. You are omnipresent. You're in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. And, Lord, there are wars and rumors of wars all over the world. You sometimes, Lord, we feel like in every city we're in the midst of a war. Our children are being shot down. Things are happening, Lord God, drugs, all kinds of things are happening in the world that has never seemingly happened before, but we know there's nothing new under the sun. So we come to praise and honor you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you that you are honorable. We are thanking you that you are holy, that you are righteous, and that you are the King. Yes, we thank you for Jesus, our elder brother, the one who you said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are sitting right now on the Father's right side. You are praying for us, petitioning God on our behalf. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name. You are our guide even unto death. We thank you today that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. You are with us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that we can call on you. And even before we call, you already heard, you already answered. What an amazing God you are. You are our friend. You're the one that stick closer to us than a sister or a brother, than a friend. Hallelujah. You're our best friend, oh God. You're our constant companion. You don't sleep. You don't slumber. You're always awake. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you that we can depend on you. You are a dependable God. We're human. We're frail, but you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. We thank you today for what you're doing. And Lord, we thank you for ordering our steps in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is ordering our steps. Aren't you glad he orders our steps? We'd probably be falling in the ditch somewhere, falling off a cliff. Because he orders our steps, we are headed in the right direction. And, oh, yeah, we're not sinking because we're keeping our eyes fixed on him. We would sink. Yeah, we'd be walking in the mud in the mire if he, you know, didn't order our steps. But because he's ordering our steps, he's taking us in the right direction. Don't worry. He is the master teacher. He is the master healer. He knows everything about our lives from the end of our lives to the beginning. And, you know, I just love his word. God's word is true. So you don't have to worry. He got everything all worked out before you were born, before you were thought of. He said, I know the plans I have for you. I have great plans for you. He said, before I formed and shaped you in your mother's belly, I know the end of your life from the beginning. So don't worry, I got it all worked out. Don't you know I take care of the birds of the air? They ain't trying to toil. No, I take care of the flowers. Yes. So all you got to do is just obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Yeah, you know, we obey sometimes, but we don't even trust. Yeah, we got to trust. You know, it takes trust to follow Jesus. It takes trust to walk on water. It takes trust to keep our eyes fixed on him. And I'm grateful for his word. His word in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5 says, just as you don't know how the breath of life enters the limbs of a child within the mother's womb, you also don't understand how God, who made everything, works. Oh, my God. That means we're ignorant about some things, huh? Hallelujah. Well, you know, God weak in ignorance one time, but he said we got to repent. Yeah, get in the Word, read the Word, study the Word, and then, you know, we got to obey the Word. Don't worry. Yep, you know, how did Jesus learn obedience? Through the things he suffered. I know I don't like to suffer, so I try to, like, Lord, let me obey. Lord, help me to understand and obey what you're telling me to obey. I don't want to be, you know, chastised. I know sometimes you're going to do it because you love me. He loves us so much. But I thank God today he woke us up. I know you think it was your alarm clock. It was not. It was the Almighty who woke you up. He kept breath in you. He watched over you carefully as you slept. Oh, yeah, you didn't run into any kind of problems as you slept. No, because he was watching over you. He was making sure. He didn't sleep. No, he's awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. He don't cut it short. He's amazing God. Amazing God. So today, we thank God for Minister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi, is on with us today. And we thank God she's going to sing a song of worship and praise unto the God. Oh, my God, she's a worshiper, a praiser. She knows how to get, oh, yeah, she knows how to call upon the Father, not just for herself and her family, but she calls on him for other people, too, especially the children. Yep. Well, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How are you doing and all the other participants? Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you. Love you. I love you, Lord. Today, all before. You care for me in such a special way, oh God. I pray you, I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled your praise. Oh, I love you. Sure to love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Today, oh, Lord, you care for me. It's such a special way. That's why I praise you and I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with your praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Oh God, you paid the price. Paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And that's why I praise you. I lift you up. That's why my heart is filled with your praise. Yeah, Lord, that's why my heart, oh God, showed you love you, Lord, while I was yet in my sin. Hate it all. Oh, I even love myself. Oh, Lord, you heard the call of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your purpose and your Thank you for your power. Ooh, that was my heart is filled with your praise. Hallelujah.
Hey, amen. We got to continually fill our hearts with praise. It does us good when we praise God. Yes, indeed. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, and the thanksgiving. So we are thankful to him today. Father, just come before you today, praying for the elderly all over the world, the hoary-headed people, those people who've been on the battlefield a long time, been on the earth a long time. We lift them up before you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for every senior citizen all over the world, Lord God. You said you were satisfied with long life, and we appreciate it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for every family, every senior citizen and their family, their children, their grandchildren. Lord, many of them have great-grand and great-great-grand. And many of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, are going through struggles in their bodies as they get older. But you said you were satisfied with long life. And so you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, we want to prosper in our health and in our soul. And we thank you that you are the great physician. You are almighty, O God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, many people are dependent upon you because they don't have medication. They don't have doctors where they live. They live in a remote area. They don't have any way, O God, of you know, being attended to other than you. So they are sold out for you, dependent upon you. Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Thank you for that kind of faith and trust in you. Well, they ain't trying to trust in human beings. They're trusting in you. And they know you're going to come through because you are always on time. You are always faithful, Lord. I lift up their children and their grandchildren, Lord, that they would teach their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the word. They would teach them about the God who has delivered them, who has kept them all these years. So, Father, give their children, their grandchildren, great-grand, ears to hear what your spirit is saying through the elderly, Lord. Father, we thank you for provisions for the elderly, Lord. Lord, many people are getting great provisions. Provide water, healthy water, healthy food for them, healing for their bodies, oh God. Every limb, oh God, bones, bone marrow, we decree and declare it's healed. The blood is cleansed, oh God. And no high blood pressure, no diabetic condition, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that every organ is functioning at 100% capacity. And we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. You're almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So we thank you today, Lord God, for being here for us, being here within the name of Jesus. So we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to do scripture search. Sister Lanny, it's just me and you right at the moment. So we're going to do all scripture right. Search together.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. I thank God for you. Thank God for your
Amen.
Faithfulness. So we're going to choose any scripture from any book of the law that we want. Choose any scripture from any book of the law that we want to read, and we can read it.
Amen. Any scripture from any book of the law. Let's see.
Thank you, Keith.
All right. Let's see. Exodus.
All right, I'm going to read Leviticus chapter 6, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, as verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose it.
You want me to read it or are you going to read it?
No, ma'am. I read it. You got to choose one to read, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see it. I got you. I don't know why I want it. Let me go to Genesis 1:26.
All right.
Amen. Genesis 1:26. And God made the beasts of the earth. I'm sorry. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Amen. All right. Now you got to choose any scripture from the Gospels and read it. Scripture from the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose Luke. Let me see. Oh, hold on. Let me find it here. Luke chapter 12 and 10. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. All right, your turn.
Amen. John 10 and 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's see the next one. This is, let me see. This one says a three-part question, all right. So I am going to, I'll do this one and then you can do the next one. This one is how many books in the Testament is 39. How many books in the New Testament? 27. How many parts does the Bible have? 2 parts. So the next one, this one you can do, it says, where is this scripture found? The Lord is my shepherd. Where is that found?
Psalms 23 and 1.
Okay, good. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. The next one says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Where is that found?
Psalms 91.
You must be brilliant. I know you know the Lord. All right.
I've written a song about that chapter.
Amen, amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Where is that found?
Matthew, I'm not sure what chapter it is. Let's see. Let me try that.
Blessed
is the man.
Man walk not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Ooh.
Where is that?
Okay, I don't know. That's something else trying to speak to me.
All right. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Where is that from?
When I tried to go there, let's see, there was something else that was, I was listening to, it won't let me get out of it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, let's see, maybe let me go now. All right.
Okay.
Blessed.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Where is that found?
It's in, like I say, I know it's in Matthew, but I'm having a little trouble here.
Well, just type in those words. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly. We thank God, Sister Gloria. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
I'm almost there.
Blessed is the one that walketh. Not
okay, that's Psalms. Psalms 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Psalms 1 1. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Sister Clarkine, can you tell me where the scriptures are? Do you have your teeth, Sister Clarkine?
Do I have my what? Oh.
TV on.
I turned it off. I'm in another room.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, where is the scripture from? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Where is that found, Sister Gloria Dean?
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Where is that from?
Okay, I'm about to find it right now.
All right. Amen. Well, Sister Mary Nichols just joined us, so we're going to ask her, too. We're going to ask you that one, Sister Gloria Dean.
Make a joyful noise. Okay.
Where is that? All ye lands. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. We're glad you joined us.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Sure.
All right. Here's the Sister Gloria Dean, you found it yet? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
I just about got it.
All righty.
Make a joyful noise.
Unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Find it.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I'm a Tunisian. I wish they would help their head. Psalm 66.
And oh, Psalm that says 66. That as well.
Am I right? Psalm 66?
It may be.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Okay. It's also found in Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Psalm 66 and 1.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll read it. I'll read it.
All right. It's in more than one place.
Oh, I don't know. I'll check and see right now. Do that. Okay. It says
verse 1.
Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. I don't know where else it can be found.
All right. Psalms 100 says the same thing. So good job. All right. Also, this one is name a major prophet. Who can name a major prophet?
Sister Laney, Isaiah.
All right. Isaiah, good job. All right. So let's see the next one. Name a minor prophet. Who's a minor prophet? Anybody name a minor prophet? Hello? Anybody? Somebody?
Nope.
Everybody? Name,
Malachi?
Name a minor prophet. Malachi?
There were 12 minor prophets. Zechariah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Malachi is correct. Zechariah, that's correct.
All the rest of them.
All right. Yeah. All right. So we are finished. Scripture search. Wait, I'm going to review this one right here. Name a book of the law. Glory Dean, name a book of the law.
Book of the law. Oh.
Yeah. That's it. Genesis. Good job. Sister Mary, name a gospel. Can you name the gospels, all of the gospels, Sister Mary?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Good job. Woo! Y'all are so brilliant. That's what I love about y'all. Y'all so brilliant. Not to rub shoulders with y'all. Y'all keeping me up. I thank God for each of you. Well, today, let's see. I need some scripture reading. I need read Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. Who want to read that one?
Isaiah 55:89.
Yes.
Delaney will read.
You gonna read that? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The next is Psalm 145 verse 3. Who want to read that? Psalms 145 verse 3.
I'll read it. We'll read the 125 and 3.
145 and 3. Yes, I got it. Okay. All right. Okay, well, let me see if I have any more. That's it right there. That's good. So now, our message for today is entitled The Infinite Work and Wisdom of God is Unsearchable. The Infinite Work and Wisdom of God is Unsearchable. Ecclesiastes 11:5 says, and thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. All right, Sister Lanny, Isaiah 55.
Are you saying 55 or 65?
5-5.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Please forgive me. I heard 65. It was my error.
These phones, sometimes they're not clear.
Isaiah 55 and 89.
Verse 8 and 9.
Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's from the NIV.
Amen, amen. There are so many mysteries about God. There are so many mysteries about God that we can't pinpoint, we can't solve, we can't figure out. As soon as we think we have God figured out, we find out something else we did not know about God. You know, the way he came yesterday, he may not come that way ever again. The way he, you know, did a particular thing, he's not doing that way no more. And he may do it again and again and again. What did he say? He told Noah, You know, he said he's not going to destroy the earth by what no more?
By
Hello?
Water.
By water. Yeah. not going to destroy the earth by water. I don't care how many hurricanes, how many tornadoes, how many floods, you know, come, all them, you know, things. Don't worry. He's not going to destroy the earth that way no more. But how is he going to destroy it next time?
Fire.
The fire the next
time. Yeah. So as soon as we think we got him figured out, he said, oh, yeah, he going to do this today. God is more than multitask. You know, the young people today, they can be on the cell phone, driving the car. They can be, you know, looking at TV. But it's dangerous. Very. I mean, they be multitasking. They could be on the computer. They could be doing all kind of things at one time, cooking food, doing all kind of things, shooting a hoop in a basketball. But 3 million people can pray at the same time. And God can hear each individual prayer, and he's able to answer them all. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can hardly hear one prayer. That's more less than 3,000 or 3 million. Mm-hmm. But we thank God. He can more than multitask, in other words. He can do anything, everything. So, you know, he's an amazing God. Psalms 92. And 5 says, Lord, how great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep. All right, Sister Glory Dean, Psalms 145:3. Glory Dean, you there? Glory Dean. All right, she can't hear me right now. She may be talking, but it's not coming through. Are you talking, Sister Glory Dean? All right. Psalm 145, verse 3. Glory Dean, are you there? It says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. We can live throughout eternity and learn new things about God every day, forever and ever and ever. And every day we can learn something new. As human beings, we are ignorant of who God is and how amazing he is. Can you imagine he created not like an artist with a canvas or using any colors, painting a canvas, but a God who creates with his mouth. God spoke everything into existence by his mouth. He said, let there be. And his words were so powerful. It says, powerful. His words are very, very powerful. Genesis 1:1 says, God created the heaven and the earth. Create means to bring something into existence, to cause something to happen, to originate. Think about this for a moment. The earth was void. I didn't have any shape. It was dark. You probably, if we were alive, we couldn't see our hand before our face. It was dark. It was formless. It didn't even have any shape. But God, the Spirit of God, moved and said with his mouth, let there be light. And the light appeared. Now, who else can do that? No. Glory Dean, you there? You back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to read?
No, we passed it. You may have stepped away from the phone, but I called you several times, and you couldn't hear me. He separated the light from the darkness. Even the morning, the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis chapter 1 paints a clear picture of all that God did in 6 days. What can you do in 6 days as a human being? What can we do? Light and darkness. Can we create color, vibrant color? That's how God did. He separated the light from the darkness. He created colors, vibrant colors.
Yeah.
Flowers, beautiful colors, oranges and greens and different. He created so many colors, flowers of all different colors, trees of all different colors. I don't know about you, but I love the smell of magnolia trees because, oh, my God, it smells so good. But all of a sudden, when they fall on the ground, they start turning dark, and you got to go clean all that stuff up. But they smell so beautiful. So God made trees with fragrances. He made birds. I don't know of anybody else who can do that. Do y'all? He's almighty.
Oh, no.
He created the oceans, the rivers, the trees, birds, cats, dogs, cattle, pigs, roaches, and mice. Of all, he created all these different things. Each one of them have a purpose. He created different shapes, yellows and blues, different shades. Remember, all these were created by the Almighty. In how many days?
7 days.
How Wait, many days?
7 days. 7 days or 6 days.
How many? Y'all tell me, how many days did he create?
7 days.
7 days.
Oh.
I want you, Sister Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Six. All right. Oh. So I want somebody to find Genesis chapter 1, and I want you to read it for me. What did he do in 6 or 7 days? What did he do? I want you to tell me. I'm going to keep going. Y'all find that for me. Who's going to find it? One person.
On the 6 days.
Hello.
7 days. On the 6 days.
That's the one and you find it.
In 6 days. In 6 days, then you rest on the first, you rest on the 10th day. I mean the 7th day.
Oh, what?
Y'all
got it wrong?
I don't have the scripture in front of me. But I know he did the work in 6 days, I'm sure. And then the 7th day, yes, didn't he rest? Oh, Lord.
Hey, I need to glorify that Bible.
Did I say he created in 6 days? Well, maybe I said it wrong or something. Oh, Lord. I need to go back.
He did. He created everything in 6 days, and on the 7th day, he rested. So he did all these, all the animals, all the bugs, all the insects, everything, even people, on the 6th day. He created human beings. Yeah, you said.
Oh.
It says, remember, all these were created by the Almighty in 6 days. Have you ever seen the end of an ocean? I'm asking y'all a question. Have you ever seen the end of an ocean?
No, ma'am.
Hello?
No.
No, ma'am.
I mean, you could be in a ship, on a cruise, on a boat, but you can't see the end of the ocean. It goes on and on and on. And even the colors of the ocean. You know, God is so awesome. Some oceans are grayish color, some blue, some turquoise. He created the Indian Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Southern, and the Arctic Ocean. And guess what? He even created the planet. What planet is livable? What planet can the human beings live on? What planet? Which planet? All those planets, but which one? People have tried to go to space, but they couldn't really live up there long. They had to come back to Earth. Why did they have to come back, y'all?
The atmosphere.
What was missing? What was missing in the atmosphere?
Oxygen.
Yeah, oxygen. They have enough oxygen to stay up there. And some people who tried to go, remember that one ship that tried to go to space? It exploded in the air. So, but God Almighty, he created everything in 6 days. And on the 7th day, what did he do on the 7th day, Sister Lane?
He rested.
Yeah, he's smart. You know, I mean, some of us try to do like an ever ready party. We be going, 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 and then we say, oh, Lord, I ain't even rest today. I'm like that. I'll be going. I'll go to gym. I'll get in the Bible and read. I'll go outside, get the truck, and then I'll say, oh, my God, look how many hours I've been up. I'll be doing all these things. And I was thinking today, I said, when I was younger, I used to go to work, come home, clean up the whole house in one day. Let me try that now. No. I am not almighty. I am not almighty. I'm one of his children, like, but I can't do everything. So God created everything with a purpose in it. Everything with a purpose. He created the flies, and the flies have a purpose. They eat, the flies attack the caterpillars and the grasshoppers and the insects that eat our food. Even the hippopotamus have a purpose. They funnel nutrients from the land to water. They also, you know, they go into the wetlands. They, everything has a purpose that God created. Even human beings have a purpose. So one of our purposes, the first one is to love God. We got to learn to love God. Even though we've never seen God, if we see God, what's going to happen now? If we see him, what's going to happen?
We'll be transformed.
No, no. If we see him today, what's going to happen?
If we see God today,
what's going to happen to you?
If we see God today, you probably fall on our knees and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
What does the Bible say about it? It says no man can see God and live.
Right.
So if you see God today, that means you gonna die. You gonna die. Remember the Bible,
I thought you mean when he comes.
Well, yeah, but when he comes, you still can't see him and live. You can't see him and live. You better not.
I thought that was his day to come. Oh, all right. That's what I thought when you said that. This is salvation. This is the day of the Lord.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll probably. But anyway.
We're going to die.
So we're talking about our purpose that God put on the inside of us. It says to love God, to love each other. And what did he tell Adam and Eve? But remember when they sinned? They used to have it made in the shade. Every day God came to visit them, look for them. They didn't have to work. They didn't have to toil. All they had to do was just be available for God, just to be in his presence. Now they waited for God every day. He went to look for them. But we got to work. He said, if a person don't work, don't let him eat. Now, you know, we made preparations before most of us are retired, except, you know, my daughter on here, Michelin, she's not retired yet, but so she's still working. But I'm telling you, I work every day for the Lord, and it's a privilege. I'm glad I don't have to go out. Also, he gave us that we have to do something else. What's another purpose that he told Adam and Eve? He said he wants them to do what?
Replenish and multiply.
That's it. Be fruitful and replenish the earth. So if they hadn't obeyed him, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have anybody in all those continents today. So the word of God says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Now listen to the conclusion. Anybody know what it is? What's the conclusion of the whole matter? Ecclesiastes 12:13.
The world has come to an end, and that was it. In other words, the conclusion of this matter. Read that again.
Ecclesiastes 12:13. What does it say?
I know it.
Have you got
the
Bible in front of you? Lardine, you got your Bible in front of you?
You said Ecclesiastes, right?
12 and 13.
Yeah, I got the Bible. 12 and 13. I like that scripture though. 12 and 13.
Okay. Read it.
I don't have it yet. Wait. Let's see.
Didn't she say she had the scripture, y'all? She tried to fool us. She said, I got it. I have it. Now she tell us she don't have it. She tried to fool us. You got it, Gloria Jean? Let me know when you get it.
I'm looking.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. What does it say?
Ecclesiastes. I'm on the way to go ahead. 12 and 13. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
So amen.
That's telling us that fear God, because this is the whole duty of man, and fearing God and, you know, serving him. And that's the keep his commandments. So this is the whole duty, man, to keep his commandments. That's the conclusion of the whole matter of our lives, is to serve the Lord. You know, like it says here. That's the whole thing.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Yeah, that's
so. That's it. You are correct. Thank you so much for reading us. So now, you know, the last time, and we're probably going to do it again, our homework was, the Bible says, for the living know that they're going to die. We all know who's living, that we're going to die one day, because we can't live forever, right, in this flesh suit. So our homework was to give me three things that you want to do before God call you off the earth, and to be brief about it. If you don't have it today, next week, that's going to be our homework. So I'm going to read you my three things that I want to do before I leave the earth. This is my desire. I desire to be a true witness for God so that souls can be saved and delivered. So I'm working on that almost daily. You know, on the phone or in the street, I'll go out, and God, like yesterday, I don't know how people operate, but I went out to eat. As soon as I got to the restaurant door, there was a lady sitting on a bench, and the Lord said, pray with her. So that's my desire, to do, be a true witness for God. You know, I had to pray for her. Not only that, to live according to how God, that's part of being a true witness. You know, to let my light shine, to live how God want me to live. So I'm working towards it. Now, my second desire is that I want to do before I leave the earth is to teach thousands of children the good and the right way, God's way. I'm going to be able to teach thousands of children God's way. So I'm working that on Sundays. I'm working at it now. I'm working at it. On Sundays, I teach the children. You know, God's way, what he tell me to teach him. All right. So the last thing is to have an impact on people about eating healthy, to have an impact so they can, you know, eat healthy. All right. So those are my three desires. Those are things that I want to do for God before I leave the earth. So many people are saved but not delivered. So, you know, I don't know what your desires are, but, you know, we got to. So anybody else want to share this today, or you want to wait till next week, or what you want to do? Y'all must be breathing out the air. I can't hear them. Go ahead.
I'll wait till next week. Sister Laney.
Okay. All right. Good.
Oh. And I need to wait till next week.
Okay.
And we're working on it.
All right, I got you. Gloria Dean, you going to wait till next week too? Or are you going to do it today?
I'll wait till next week.
All right, we got Sister Michelin on here. She's going to probably wait till next week too.
Oh, no. I have the assignment was to pick three things that you would like to do before, three things for the Lord, right? I forgot the specifics.
Yeah.
I have, I mean, I honestly, I only have really one major thing that I would like to do before. I mean, like, I can see myself doing that till I go on to be with the Lord. Is even though I work my job now, but I have a real good passion for just taking care of people and helping people. One of the things I believe is, if you guys ever heard of Maslow, you know, you think about the hierarchy of need, like you want to make sure that we meet the physical need before we get to the emotional need, before you get into the spiritual need. And one of the things I truly believe is I would love to work with the homeless population and working, like even possibly having my own soup kitchen. That's one thing I can see myself doing, because I feel like when people are in need, if somebody's in need physically, they're not even going to get to the point of thinking at the spiritual level. So my goal is to help to see if we can help meet the basic needs first. And if you can help meet the basic needs, such as food, shelter, clothing, then you can get to them beyond that. So one of my thing is I would love to, at one point, somehow help meet physiological need, whether I can incorporate feeding the homeless, but also I can incorporate the medical aspect of it as well. If somebody have their broken arm, they're hurting, they have a wound, they're not thinking about God, they're not thinking about anything. What they're thinking about immediately that moment is, I need this pain to go away, or I need to crave that hunger. So I feel like if we can start at the basic, then we can, you know, get to them at the spiritual level. And that's how I would love to at least start spreading the gospel, and hopefully one day I would like to have a homeless shelter or some type of thing where I can help people meet their basic necessities.
That's great.
I don't have three, but that's the main thing I have.
Yeah, that sounds like about five. That sounds good.
I guess you can call it that. I've always wanted to do medical mission, but I'm like, people think of medical mission, you have to go to a third world country, you have to go to a remote area. I want to do it in my community. I want to do it here. I mean, like, we have so much need here that you don't have to travel 3,000 miles away to, you know, good. You can do it right here in your own community.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you for sharing. So the other ladies are going to do theirs next. Well,
yes,
I thank
ma'am.
God for you. Yeah. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Angela. We appreciate it. Is
You're
this
welcome.
Big Chloe out here? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. I can hear somebody. I don't know if it's the TV or what, but I just hear some stuff. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We'll do that for next week. And right now I'm going to ask Miss if she would pray for our, they're toddlers now. They're toddlers. Baby Chloe, her baby. Zoe, Revere, and Devin, they're all pretty much top. Except Devin may be not quite a year yet. I don't know, Sister Lanny, is she a year old yet?
She's not quite two yet. She's she was 14 months a couple of months ago, so she's not quite two yet. But she's also cancer-free. St. Jude texted the parents and said that her test results showed that she was now cancer-free. She had cancer in her eye.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
So we give God the glory for that. That's a praise report.
Amen. I know. So I'm going to ask Mr.
Yes, ma'am.
Baby Devin.
Devin.
We got Chloe, your baby, Zoe, Revere, and Devin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Father God, we come into your presence this afternoon. We want to thank you for allowing us together this afternoon to partake and share your word and share our wisdom and our knowledge with each other and to learn from each other, Father God. At this very moment, I lift up all the babies in your hand. I lift up baby Devin with her being cancer-free. I pray, God, that She continued to be cancer-free, and any sickness and disease will not come her way, and she will grow, and she will have 100% vision, 20/20 vision, not only in the physical but in the spiritual, as she grows and continues to walk in her purpose and be destined for what you have her for, Father God. I also pray for baby Revere, that you continue to mount, that you continue to watch over him, protect him. I plead the blood of Jesus over him, Father God, that each and every single day they are growing, cells are dividing, the tissues, everything is growing, and it is so as you had destined for it to be. I pray that they are disease-free and they continue to grow and learn and continue to be what you plan for him to be. And I pray, Father God, that he is covered by the blood of Jesus. And I pray for Zoe and baby Chloe, both who are liver transplant recipients, Father God. I pray that each and every single day that the liver that they have received, although it was a donor, Father God, but that was a gift from you, Father God. I pray that each and every single day the cells in their body will regenerate, and those livers in their bodies will continue to program in their bodies as their own, that they will not need medication or anti-rejection medication to continue to have those organs in their body functioning as their own. I pray that each and every single day they learn and grow, not only learn and grow in the physical but in the spiritual, that you know you have your purpose for them and they are destined for greatness and they will continue to walk in their purpose, Father God. And I pray for all the parents, including myself, that was gifted with these children, that we're able to continue to have the patience, continue to teach them of your ways, and one day to be able to tell them about the miracle that has happened in their life, and that they were born for a purpose in this earth, and then they'll be able to tell, not only the parents will be able to tell their testimony, but they'll be able to live to the point where they will be able to tell their own testimonies, Father God. I declare no weapon formed against them will prosper. They are destined for greatness, and they are covered by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. Sister Glory Dean, you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Can you pray for the senior citizens? And can you, when you pray for the senior citizens, can you include Mother Liddell, Mother Fanny, Sister Annette, Daniel and her husband, and Sister Lanny's brother, and all of us?
Oh. All right, all the names that you call her, though, okay. I didn't, you want me to write? Okay, I may not remember those names, but
no,
Father God, we want to thank you right now. We thank you for God, the senior citizens, God. You know who we all are. You know what it's all about, God. When we get a certain age, God, things begin to change in our lives, God. It's just not the same. We can't get around like we used to. We get a little wobbly sometimes. But we thank you, Lord, for your strength that you've given to the senior citizens, God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive and blessing us, God, and still have a prayer life. Still have a prayer life. We thank you, Lord, for senior citizens with strength, Father. Strength, God, that they be like the bird, like they said, the eagle. They be like the eagles, God. They'll be able to run and not get weary, walk and not faint. Because we don't want to fall. A lot of times falls come, God, with the senior citizens. But we bind the strength of the Lord with all senior citizens today. The strength of the Lord to keep being able to keep going and a right mind. Might not remember well all the time, but the right mind. Thank you, Lord, for giving senior citizens the right mind. And God, the special ladies, God, that Sister Carita called out, God, Sister Udell and all the others, God, I can't remember all the names, but you know who they are, God. We ask you, God, to strengthen them. Give them strength, Father God. Touch their minds that they can remember, Father. Touch them, Father, and let them walk, God. Walk without falling. Walk without tripping, Father. Taking their time to walk. Father God, we ask you to bless. Bless those special sisters. Bless them, Father. Oh, God, because right now they truly need you. They need you, Father. They need you. In the name of Jesus, keep that strength going, to keep that mind going, to keep thoughts going, not to forget, to continue to just love you and give you glory and give you praise. And, God, we thank you so much for the senior citizens, God. Thank you for keeping us alive, keeping us, Father God, from falling. because that's the most important thing. Falling, God. But we thank you, Lord. We love you so much, God. Bless all the senior citizens, God. I call all over the world. Bless, God. We need the citizens, the senior citizens, God. They need you. Need you. In Jesus' precious name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. And,
thank you, Lord.
I have a special request. Any special requests today? All right. Well, we're going to close out. I'm asking.
Mr. G,
Wait one second. Delaney, go ahead.
Yes, I'm asking for special wisdom to put down on paper some concerns that Pastor has asked me, send me a notice today to give him a report of some of the mindsets of my team. It's about 8 of us concerning new equipment that's been a problem. I need to have wisdom to know how to say things properly and have that report, get that report done today. He wants it by tomorrow. And also, I have a project with children coming up for Christmas. I have to type some song lyrics, picking out the right songs. Just wisdom, strength, physical strength, spiritual strength, and emotional stability to just trust God and be anxious for nothing in Jesus' name. I'm asking for prayer on those things.
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. We adore you. We bless you. We honor you today. You are the King of glory. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. You're the one who made the sun, the moon, the stars. You're the one who made the animals, the insects, the people, the plants, and the leaves, everything in 6 days. You are amazing, God. Nothing is impossible to you. And so you heard the request of Minister Lanny, Lord God. She needs special wisdom concerning the report that's due tomorrow. But, Lord, I think that report will be like a half a page long. She'll just put it very brief. 1, 2, 3, like that, and get it done in the name of Jesus. But only she can only do that through your inspiration, the inspiration of the Most High. Give it to her, Lord God, so she could get that done quickly without toil, without anguish, without saying, oh, my, I don't know. She won't have to do 10 pages, but one page, oh, God, that will cover everything in Jesus. So, Father, she's doing a program with the children. She wants the program to be according to your will and your plan. And, Father, you see the steps of a good order by you, so you're leading her steps in the name of Jesus. You're ordering her steps, her thoughts, and how to put down, how to teach the children whatever needs to be done. And so, Father, we thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I have a request for my back, and the doctor wants to, they've been putting, you know, different things, medicine in my back, but twice it didn't work and the pain still comes back. Now he wants to do a special kind of surgery, you know, I call it a little surgery, whatever, but I don't understand it too much and I need to learn it. I don't want him to do the wrong thing with my back. But I do still take my medicine, but to pray that for the doctor and that he'll do the right thing this time and do what, you know, just be led by the Spirit of God, because what he wants to do, I've never heard of, is something to put the needle, needle in my back, the part where he wants to put it, and then something he said about cutting wire, but I don't think it meant vein. I don't know if it meant wire, cutting the wire, and then that way I would not be able to. I'll have pain between 9 months and a year. I wouldn't have pain, but I have never heard of such surgery. So I want to pray about what the doctor is doing, and that I get more knowledge of this and make sure he's doing the right thing.
Sister Michelin, are you still available to pray for her concerning that?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't hear all the details of what she was saying, but I'll go ahead and
pray. But Babe wants to know
because
if
I have pain all the time. My back hurts. My back hurts all the time, you know. I do take my medicine. That helps me when I take it all at the right time. I've been doing that. I've been doing a little better, you know. But anyway, this is a result that he wants to take.
Yes, ma'am. And sorry, what was your name? I can't have, I want to have your name.
Sister Glory Dean.
Glory Dean. Glory Dean. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Father God, thank you again. We lift up your name and I come to you at this very moment, Father God, for Sister Glory Dean. I want to thank you for allowing us to even gather here. When you say more than one or two people gather in your name, your presence is here, Father God. Sister Glory Dean's back and the pain that she's having in her back that is imposing her from doing her daily activities, Father God. You are the ultimate, you are Almighty God, and you are ultimate healer, Father God. There is nothing that is impossible for you. And I want to lift up her back, not only her back, I pray for every organ, for every cell, every bone, every tissue in her body, that restoration of its normalcy will come to her, Father God. I pray that she's able to do her daily activities and not needing any medication. I know she said it gotten better, a little bit better, but I know the work you had started in her will continue until you get to what you need her to be, Father God. I pray that each and every single day she'll get better and better and better, and not needing any type of medication, any type of over-the-counter or prescription medication that will help her. I pray, Heavenly Father God, that you continue to heal her and bless her in every possible way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Glory King, can you pray for Michelle and the one that just prayed for you?
The one that just prayed for the mission?
Can you pray for the lady that just prayed for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, well, she needs strength or whatever, something to pray especially for her.
Yes, pray by the Spirit of the Most High God. You know how you pray by the Spirit of the Most High God for her.
Well,
she's baby Chloe's mother.
Oh, baby Chloe's mother. Oh, Father, we love you today, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for baby Chloe's mother, God. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given unto her, God, the love that you have given to her for her babies, God, her children. We thank you, Lord, that she's taking extra attention, extra care for the baby, extra love, extra everything, God. And we just want to thank you for giving her the strength, God, to go forth and to do the things that she has to do, God, getting the timing right, God, getting the right days right, God, just the right timing and everything she has to do, God. Thank the Lord for giving her that peace that surpasses all other things. She needs that peace, God, to continue to do what she's doing, to, because it takes peace. Peace be still within her as she continues to do the works of the baby, God, and everything else she has to do, bringing to the doctor and taking care of, God, that everything become easy, because, God, that is the way you are. And we thank you, Lord, to put it within this mother right now. Father, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I love each of you so much. I thank God for you all coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study, the 7th of December 2022. God is amazing. Pretty soon, God said the same, we'll be in 2023 before we know it. So I thank God for you all. Look forward to speaking to you all very soon. May God continually bless you. Have a good day. Hallelujah. Love y'all.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you too,
Sister
G. Everybody else.
Love you.
Thank you for your prayers. Continuing in love and prayer. God bless.
Amen.